15-year-old Anthony Brooks has always found school difficult. But when he was in the sixth grade, his teacher, Tanya Figueroa, pushed him to be his best. She meant so much to Anthony, he's sure he would have wanted to tell her story, even if she was still here. Sadly, though, she died the summer after she taught him.
When things die, I believe their spirits live on and roam anywhere they want to. They could be in your house, in movie theater, wherever. But it's still hard to think of people who passed away, like Miss Figueroa. That's my teacher from the sixth grade at St. Patrick's Old Cathedral. She started the band there, and my favorite thing to do was to play the drums. I still have the drumsticks Miss Figueroa gave me. In band practice, she would get us marching in circles. She would say, a 10 hut, and two students would raise their flags. She would yell, more time, march, and someone would hit the bass. 1, 2, 3. Then everyone was marching. I felt proud. Miss Figueroa helped me a lot in school too. She knew math was my weak point, so she would tutor me every Monday and Wednesday after school. Sometimes, I felt like she pushed me more than I wanted, and I would get mad. My friend Angelie was also in our class.
And I got in trouble a lot in her class.
For doing what?
For being fat. She used to scream at me and stuff.
Angelie!
Yep, she also used to scream at me. See, I had trouble writing my reports, so my mom would do some of them for me. She would type them on a computer. Miss Figueroa knew, because the writing was so good, so proper. She would call my mom and say, are you helping your son with his reports?
She would say, no, my son does everything. I don't know how you could do that.
Miss Figueroa even told her fiancé about it. His name is Rashawn Rodriguez.
I would read them, and I was thinking I couldn't even write like that sometimes.
He says she used to come home saying, Anthony Brooks!
After every single report, she would go to your mom. And then finally your mom said, yeah, you know, it takes him a little longer to write. And, you know, he just can't seem to get it done sometimes. So I do it for him. But he helps. But she wanted it to be your work. And I think that's what she was always pushing you for.
After a while, I started doing my own work. Handwritten. Rashawn says he felt like he was in our class.
I would pick her up at about 9 o'clock every day. And that's where she would tell me, like, for 2 hours long about every single thing that ever happened in your class.
Was she tough on you?
That's Miss Figueroa's mom. She actually came to our class once or twice.
Because she was tough.
Yeah,
she was tough. Everybody, sit down. And, you know, and I would be standing up. I would sit. Because she was so tough. She was tough. But it was because she cared. You knew that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't in school during the summer, but her mom says even then, she was still talking about us.
She was taking a summer course, and she was talking about how some of her students fall asleep in class, and she was imitating them. She put her head down, and that was the end of her. She never came back up. She was talking about her kids in her passing.
Miss Figueroa died of a brain aneurysm. She was only 23.
I stayed up all night crying, and I didn't tell nobody.
Angelie was in the Dominican Republic when her mom told her that Miss Figueroa died.
And then it's not until I came back here that I talked to my friends, and they were going through the same thing, that I was, like, able to go. That I was, like, able to, like, get through with it.
When my mom came in to tell me, I was chilling in my room, watching TV under the covers.
I didn't know how I was going to tell you, because I knew that was your favorite teacher.
I felt like I wanted to kill myself over it. I thought maybe she screamed at me a lot, and maybe the screaming had an effect on her. I never talked about how upset I was, even to my aunt.
Some things that people do, you know, when they miss someone, is they might try to remember them, they might write poems about them. Talking about them helps. I don't hear you talk about her.
I try not, you know, because it makes me cry sometimes, so.
My aunt's a good advice person, and she says it's okay to let your mind think of upsetting things.
When you try to fight it and you keep trying to fight it, it stays right there. But when you let yourself go, then eventually you'll cry, and then you won't anymore.
After Miss Figueroa died, people who knew her wanted to somehow keep her memory going. My mom says she wrote 3 letters a day to this TV show where the host tries to communicate with the spirits of people who died.
She was all about teaching.
Finally, she got a phone call to go on the show. It's called Crossing Over with John Edwards.
She started a first elementary school band. She was a black belt in karate. She had one boyfriend which she was going to marry. Didn't happen. She was a great daughter.
Miss Figueroa's cousin, Miss Ayala, had a different way of keeping her memory alive. Miss Ayala teaches at St. Patrick's too, and she knew how hard it was for us to come back to school. So she and a bunch of Miss Figueroa's friends kept the band going.
More time, march.
Some of the students didn't want to stay in, but I did. To this day, the band in St. Patrick's is still going.
Let's start with Immaculate again. Let's not do street beat or roll off.
Everyone has given me a lot of good advice about how to get over the pain of losing someone. They tell me to always think about the good things that person did and to always keep memories alive. I'm definitely keeping my drumsticks. And my mom still has a letter that Miss Figueroa wrote to us before she died. She wrote, "If I ever needed help, I could always go to her."
I, you know, really wanted to say to you, Miss Figueroa.
I went to visit her grave. You know, it was the first time I saw hers or anyone's.
I would do the best.
I was saying things to her like, I will never give up, and I will keep trying my best in school.
I would never give up, especially on you. I'll never give up.
I believe Miss Figueroa's spirit does live on. I do want it to visit me. But if it doesn't, I'll still remember her and how much she helped me. So this special thanks goes out to Miss Figueroa. Miss Figueroa, I would treasure what you did for me.
Anthony's report was produced by Radio Rookies, a program of WNYC Radio in New York. For more information on Anthony and other radio rookies, visit our website, npr.org.